You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Good evening and welcome to another episode of Call Put Strike. Today is Thursday, June 18th, 2020, and we have some interesting news for you in just a moment. My name is Scott Ponywaz, and I am the publisher and the host of Call Put Strike. Let's do the numbers and dig into today's news. All right, and today in the news, Spotify keeps up with the Kardashians. Well, the jobs report can't quite keep up. Here's your daily financial news summary for Thursday, June 18th, 2020. So stocks alternated between rising and falling on Thursday as the weekly job report was analyzed. They just couldn't make up their mind. At the end of the day, the Dow Jones was down by 0.15%. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 at the NASDAQ rose by 0.06% and 0.33% respectively. So this is the fifth day in a row for gains for the NASDAQ. A new weekly job report was released earlier today. The report was worse than hoped for, showing that employers are still dismissing workers, with about 1.5 million Americans filing for unemployment benefits. This also implies that the additional $600 weekly stipend that unemployment Americans have been receiving needs to be extended longer in order to sustain them. Currently, the CARES Act payments are set to end as of July 31st. Michelle Meyer from the Bank of America said in an email today, quote, "I think the fact that claims remain elevated shows that there is still firing, highlighting the residual pain in the economy from such a large shock. Such a large number of people on unemployment insurance suggests that government benefits will be needed for longer in order to avoid a negative shock to consumer spending," end quote. The Wall Street Journal released news that Hertz is currently looking into a bankruptcy loan. This is following the announcement yesterday in which Hertz declared that it would be suspending the planned sale of $500 million of stock. Hertz is speaking with a few top lenders, and the loan is expected to be somewhere near about $1 billion. Oil prices increased Thursday by a significant amount. West Texas Intermediate rose by 2.32%, and Brent crude increased by 1.97%. This incline came about after OPEC and oil-producing allies had a meeting to discuss the current production cut policy. It was revealed that there is sufficient compliance with quotas and pledges from companies that are overproducing to cut production. A representative from Rystad Energy said, quote, "An 87% compliance on the OPEC agreed production cuts is a good percentage. In fact, a better percentage than most market participants really expected when the curtailments were first announced. The high level of compliance is a song to traders' ears who have been worried that words may have been too good to be true," end quote. California has reported the largest single-day increase in new COVID-19 cases today. The seven-day average was a rise of 2%. Meanwhile, they reported an increase of 2.6%. Spotify made the news today as the Wall Street Journal reported a new deal with Kim Kardashian West. Spotify will be working with the celebrity to launch a new criminal justice podcast. In response, stocks jumped by over 10% after the reveal. Dish Network rose by 5.9% on Thursday after the company released details about its purchase of Boost Mobile. They would be purchasing it from T-Mobile by July 1st. FedEx's target price was raised from $140 to $160, and shares were up by 2% today in response. Christian Weatherby spoke about FedEx's potential to recovery after the pandemic. Quote, FedEx should have leverage to reopening economies around the world, given its elevated business-to-business revenue mix, and comps will be particularly easy given the weakness in global trade leading up to the COVID-19 pandemic. End quote. That wraps up the financial news segment of today's episode. In just a moment, we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors. And on the second half of today's episode, we'll be taking a look at cryptocurrency performance and the pandemic. So hang tight. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the second half of this episode of Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights. In this part of today's episode, we're going to dig into the insights. So we haven't actually talked too much about cryptocurrency as of late, but the markets are definitely still moving and responding to the current pandemic. So with that, we're going to take a look at pandemic cryptocurrency performance and outlook. So many industries in the United States have been negatively affected by the global pandemic, COVID-19. We had to ask ourselves, is cryptocurrency one of those struggling industries, or has it shone through and thrived in the midst of chaos? So the digital world has allowed many of us to take our home computers and work away from the office. The same principle applies to digital money. It is safer than physical currency in many arguments and has become more widely accepted among fears that transferring money from hand to hand will spread the coronavirus. However, this change in the situation has not resulted in much change in the value of the cryptocurrencies so far. So Dan McArdle, Messari co-founder, spoke about what happened right at the beginning of COVID-19. He said, quote, "People have or had this notion that Bitcoin is a hedge against a recession, or specifically the S&P. I've thought that's wrong for a while, and indeed we saw high correlation with the S&P in March as investors everywhere sold everything in the first real global liquidity crunch we've seen since 2019. No surprise, Bitcoin did not outperform," end quote. McArdle then went on to describe what he believes will happen in the future, saying, quote, "This is looking to be especially important over the next few years as central banks globally add many trillions to their balance sheets. If they're successful in preventing further asset price declines, the new liquidity may very well seek out scarce assets, such as Bitcoin," end quote. In the future, McArdle believes that Americans will get tired of the system that allows the Fed to print trillions of dollars, but the government takes 30% of our salaries. Bitcoin is an alternative monetary option that consumers might start to turn towards. The global pandemic has increased the chance that Bitcoin's value will increase significantly in the future. The national stimulus packages that taxpayers will have to pay back may just be the push that Americans need. The Bitcoin halving in May resulted in smaller crypto miners liquidating their larger miners taking over their shares. In mid-March, Bitcoin prices plummeted along with the stocks of many other American companies. However, the prices have been steadily increasing since that point in time. Pantera Capital, the hedge fund, released their estimation of the future of Bitcoin back in March. The CEO of the company, Dan Moorhead said, quote, "Bitcoin was born in a financial crisis. It will come of age in this one. Now that we're in the trillions, the deficit just simply has to have a positive impact on the price of things not quantitatively easable, stocks, real estate, cryptocurrency, relative to the price of money. Said another way, the Bitcoin to US dollar cross-currency rate will rise, end quote. Moorhead spoke about the potential of Bitcoin exceeding its all-time high of $20,000 within the next 12 months. He believes that investors will have a large amount of liquidity and will be able to invest in crypto. As those investors get more interested in cryptocurrency, the price of Bitcoin will continue to rise. Moorhead's first estimation about Bitcoin was back in 2013 when he predicted that the value would exceed $5,000 very shortly after. So that wraps up today's episode and the outlook on pandemic cryptocurrency performance. Hopefully that gave you some interesting insights. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.